For some odd reason, I don't know why. Those of you who are not here Sunday morning, I want you to have a copy of this. The Lord told me to give a copy of this to those folks that would be here this morning. So I don't know why. Only God knows. And if God says, we do it. We are doing a series, the devil can't have. And I'll say again, the devil cannot have our finances. He cannot have our children. He cannot have our marriages. Devil can't have my son. He can't have my daughter. The devil can't have my boss because my boss is his boss. But those of you who have a different boss, he can't have your boss either. Amen? So the Lord told me to give you this thing this morning for whatever reason, so I'm just doing what I've been told. For the last 3 weeks, I've been told by the Lord to hammer on the power of your declaration. How many people remember what was the first scripture that we mentioned last Tuesday morning? Could you put up there, Brother Harry, Job 22:28. I'm not going to preach about that. I want to show for those of you that were not here. Job 22:28, because it's going to tie up with what we are going to teach you this morning. The name of this class is How to Keep Your Healing. And the title for this morning is Declaring Your Healing. Amen. The Word of God tells us in Job 22:28, you will also declare a thing. Pay attention to the word a thing. And it is interesting and very good that the Lord put in the Bible this way. You will also declare a thing. And that thing can be a million things. It can be your healing. It can be your financial breakthrough. It can be the salvation of your loved ones. It can be a new job. It can be a new home. I know a couple, lovely couple, that has only one son. And this fella decided to go cuckoo. Grew up in church, 20-something years. And decide to start dating after all these years. And he decided to date the wrong person. What do you mean the wrong person? You're a God-fearing person. You're not going to date no Muslim. If you are, you need deliverance. Because the scripture said there is no way that light can get together with darkness. One will overpower the other. So if you're getting together with darkness, that means you are either in deep darkness or you're going cuckoo. So the parents tried to reach out to this young man. But needless to say, when you're 20-something years old, upper 20s, parents can't tell you what to do. You're going to be stupid enough to say, oh, I'm a grown-up, I know what I do. So in desperation, the couple come in and ask, Pastor Santos, what is God's word for the day? Okay, I don't know if I know what you're asking, but I have something that I'm going to teach the church. That was 2 weeks ago. And then he said, did the Lord give you a verse for today? He said, yes. What was it? I told him, Job 22:28. Then he said, while I'm looking, let me tell you what's going on. I have a son. We have, as you know, we have one son, and he decided to go cuckoo now, and he decided to date a Muslim girl. All right. And we don't know what to do anymore. Said, you don't have to do anything. All that you're going to do, you're going to declare. What do you want to happen? Well, needless to say, we don't want him to marry a Muslim girl. Then declare the thing. What? Read the scripture. And he goes on. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established. But it's not talking about marriage. I said, what is the thing you call me for? For you to give me some insight here. How do I handle this? So this is the thing. What would you like to see happening? Well, we don't want him to marry this Muslim girl. So then you're going to declare, Lord, we don't want our son to marry this Muslim girl. That's the thing. And then add to it, make them get sick and tired of each other. What? Is that biblical? That's the thing that you have to declare. They were on the speakerphone. The wife said, you sure he is crazy. I said, I ain't. It's the word of God. And you know what? They just called yesterday. Right a day after we start declaring this, they had a fight and they split and they don't want to hear about each other. You will also declare a thing and it will be established. Is anybody listening to what I'm saying here?
Amen.
So, if it comes to that point when you have been diagnosed with a disease that is incurable, you have to get into that confession and prayer mode, declaring the word of God as much as you can every single day. Some folks here, and maybe one or two of you sitting down under the sound of my voice, may even have thought that I had my hand on the cookie jar. Every time I turn around, I see this man drive another car. Some of you here thought about that. If I want to have the hand on the cookie jar, that man on the back there, he checks the books. If something is not right, he keeps the cookie jar. Every money that comes in, he deposits it. I write the checks, and he balances the checkbook. Is that right, sir? So for those of you who think that I have my hand on the cookie jar, get a life. I am blessed and highly favored. I declare the thing and it is established. You know why? So light will shine on my way. And this is what we need to learn. Well, but the doctor said, I have arthritis, blah, blah, blah. Well, you keep declaring, it will be established. You will have arthritis.
Well, I ain't got no arthritis. I got high blood pressure.
Keep declaring, and it will be established.
Amen.
Is anybody listening to what I'm saying here?
Yeah.
But preacher, you don't understand. I feel the pain. And you feel even more pain because you're declaring it. The word says you will also declare a thing. Whatever thing it is that you're declaring, it will be established. This is why. How are you, preacher? Blessed and highly favored. Why I say that all the time? I'm declaring it. And the Bible says maybe it will be, right? It will be established for you. This is why you will never hear me say, oh man, I have blood pressure. Oh, I have cholesterol. Oh, I have this and that and that. It's not going to happen. Yesterday, we woke up in the morning, early. You know, 4 o'clock, I have to check in with my boss to get the direction what I'm going to do during the day. So I said, Lord, can you hold the rain? I wish to see something accomplished in my parking lot right away. The Lord said, no. I said, no, okay. Did you say no? Said, no, I'm not going to hold the rein. Okay, am I missing something here? Yes, you are. What have you been teaching the people on Tuesday morning? Ah. What? Yeah, I'm not going to do it. What I needed to do, I already did 2,000 years ago. Now the ball is in your court. So I jump out of bed and my wife said, what happened? I said, something crazy just happened here. I don't know if the Lord is kind of playing with me here. Marsha asked, what happened? I said, I asked the Lord to hold the rein. I want to see something happening today here. And he says, no. I've got to do something about it. Am I God or something? Then my wife looked at me and she laughed. And she asked me, what have you been teaching the people? I said, you too? And then I said, you know what? Let's agree with this thing that this rain is going to hold up for today. That was yesterday. And that these people will come by daybreak. When you leave out here, I want you to go take a look in the parking lot. And we prayed. Then I got out. Opened the back door of my house. Rain, in the name of Jesus, I command you, stop. I don't want you to come today. I want to see these people do something here. And I went back to bed. I went to sleep. By the time I got here, they were here since 6 o'clock, and the concrete trucks were rolling down. This morning, I forgot to do it. And now I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's raining here. And then I realize, well, now it's too late because they will not come. It's already too late. But take a look on your parking lot out there when you leave. Almost half of the parking lot is already done with concrete. You will also declare a thing, and it will be established for you. So you're with me. I am blessed and highly favored. And it will be established for me. I am healthy and wealthy. And it will be established for me. And y'all are really, really, really slow. Come on, say like you mean it. I am blessed and highly favored. And it will be established for me. I am healthy and wealthy. And it will be established for me.
Can I just speak on this a moment?
Yeah.
If any of you saw Sid Roth yesterday, Dr. Norval Hayes was on his program. He's one of today's giants in the faith. He wrote this little book, Confession Brings
Possession.
And it just reinforces everything Pastor is teaching.
Oh, I want this one here. Do we have more in the back?
There are a few more back there.
All right. I haven't read this one. That's on the list. I will devour it in 10, 20 minutes. Well, good reading, I will devour it. Back to the point. If you have been given a bad diagnostic, whether it's by your physician or by your financial planner, y'all listen to me here, or by your mortgage broker, declare the thing, and it will be established. Somebody called here from the People's Republic of Pennsylvania, saying that they were about to take their home. And they couldn't afford to pay the bankruptcy lawyer to file for bankruptcy. And I know you don't like to pray for people from other churches. I said, stop. You're lying. I heard in your podcast. I never said that. I said I don't like to pray for the blood suckers, that they will come, drink the life out of me, and go back to the same old stinking life that they were living. If it was good, they wouldn't be in the mess that they are. But I will pray for you. And here's the word of God. Declare the thing, and it will be established for you. What do you want to happen? I don't want to lose my house. Okay, then declare it. How do I do that? I don't want to lose my house, and it shall be established for me. You don't have to shout. No, I'm declaring. Do it. Now? Yes. You call now, right? Right. And they declare. Will you believe me that within 24 hours, the foreclosure was stopped because one of the auditor on the finance company, on the mortgage company, discovered that this couple had been charged an extra $395 a month for the last 10 years. They caught up on their mortgage, and they don't have to pay mortgage until January next year. If you have been diagnosed by your financial advisor, by your physician, by the mortgage company, declare the thing so it can help, can happen to you. Get into the confession mode and stay there as much as you can every day, as long as it takes for you to get your miracle. Did you know that your faith will drive the sickness away? Your faith will drive diseases out of your body. Your faith will change the mortgage situation.
Amen.
Until the devil gets frustrated with you and leave you alone.
Hallelujah.
Beloved, the devil will try to put pressure on you. Make sure that you get bolder and stronger on God's word and confess and declare the thing until it's established to you.
Amen.
Never quit.
Right.
Never back down.
Never
give up.
Never
give up. Giving up is not an option.
Hallelujah.
You know, it's sad. It's sad that we have been away from the word so much that whenever the devil starts putting pressure, we give up so quick. Now listen to Philippians 2:10. Watch this. We give up so quick. And I think it's because we don't realize how much power is available to the ones who believe. Listen to this. That at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of those in heaven, on earth, and in hell too. So when we use the name of Jesus and we keep in the confession mode, calling into existence, the demons have to bow down. There's no other way to go around this. Beloved, the name of Jesus is powerful enough to make your confession to come through. So instead of repeating what the doctors are saying, I want you to declare the opposite of what the doctor said. There's a crazy sister that comes to our congregation here and there. She decided to go to New Jersey. And the car broke down on the turnpike. So somehow she got my cell phone. Hello, is Pastor Sands? Yes, this is Sister so and so and so. Okay. My car is broken down the turnpike. So just to pick on her, said, I don't have a tow service. I don't have a towing service. I said, no, you don't. You get something better. Faith. I said, you got more faith than I do. I do not say, yes, do. Your car broke down, you called me? You got to have a lot of faith. She said, no, I just need you to agree with me that this car will start. She said, this stinking car will start. Well, let's take the word stinking out of it. Why? I said, I'm afraid if you're driving a stinking car, where are you going? New Jersey. By the time you get there, you may pass out with this smell inside your car. Did you say stinking car? Oh, come on, agree with me in prayer. So we agree on prayer. So she goes on and put the hands on the hood of the car. And we are praying. She said, I have you on the speaker, and I'm hearing all the car, woo, woo, woo. And people, wah, you know, honking their horns. The Lord have mercy. And we prayed. And when we finished praying, she gets inside the car. Started. Said, duh. We just agree upon this, didn't we? And this woman went all the way to upstate New Jersey and came back in an old beat up 91 Honda Accord. There is power on the name of Jesus to do the impossible. There is power on the name of Jesus to transform and to change the most difficult situation on the life of any people. One may ask, so why is it that we don't have it? Matthew 21 and 22, chapter 21, verse 22, tells you why you don't have it. Watch this. Matthew 21, 22. Read it with me. And now, half of you are sleeping. Let's try again. And whatever things you ask in prayer, this is why you don't have it. This is why you don't have it. You know, I asked the Lord, I want to see this thing so concerning the building. The Lord said, I can answer your prayer. But if I do, the people will never make an effort to pray for themselves. This is my house, what everybody gathers in. So I want everybody to join in the prayer. So they can know that I answer the prayer collectively. Ah, great. Then the Lord said, ask me something. Ask me something for you. I said, I don't need to do that because I know that you can do it. The point is the opposite. I want you to give us the building so they can know that you can do it. The Lord said, they know that I can do it, but they are lazy to pray for me to do it. And this is why I included this thing on today's scriptures. And whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you will receive. Let's make a little something here. We did that a few weeks ago, and some of you didn't believe. But some of you did, and you got it. A few weeks ago, I think it was 5 weeks ago, we had this. Within 7 days, think about something that you want to have within 7 days. Think right now. Something you want to have within 7 days. You got yours, right? Everybody got yours? Something that you want to have within 7 days. It would be good if you had it for yourself. Well, I want for my family. Well, I don't know about your family. You could do it. But I'm thinking about something for yourself. Why? Why can't I include my family? You can include your family. But sometimes God will not answer the prayer for your family because your family don't want to know about God. Unless you're asking for them to want to know about God. That's a different story. But I'm talking about a thing that you want for yourself. Everybody thought about something? Yeah. Yeah. But I'm asking just for one. We can believe in 100 things. I want you to think about one thing. And maybe you should write it down. And next Tuesday, I want you to give me the report. I got it. Because at the end of this message, we're going to pray for that thing.
Amen.
When it comes to the point of saying the thing, just do, and God knows what it is that you're talking about. Are you with me?
Yes.
We don't want to give up. All right?
Amen.
But The Lord said, and whatever things you ask in prayer, believing, you'll have it. You want to see something? Give me the New Living Translation here, brother. Watch this. You can pray for a few things.
Anything.
Say what?
Anything.
And if you have faith, what happens?
You will
receive it. Isn't that great? The Backslider translation put it even better. Watch this. Absolutely.
Everything.
Ranging from. As you make it. Third graders, are y'all sleeping today? Let's do it again. Absolutely everything, ranging from small to large, as you make it a part of your believing prayer, gets included as you lay hold of God. As I grab a hold of God, huh? Every little thing, every big thing. I had a beloved saint that was, he's not from our congregation. And when we were talking about this a few weeks ago, that's nonsense. That's nonsense. As I walk in, I went by and I just saw the saint's shoulder. And the person was, what is that all about? Then she said, I'm going to try. Lord, I want somebody to give me a gift, $100. And I want a brand spanking new $100 bill that will still smell. The treasure house, treasury house, whatever. Well, 3 days later, this person met a friend from Florida that they haven't seen each other for 17 years. And they had a nice and quiet time, and they talk, and they laugh, and they grab a bite, and they left, and they exchange address. A few days later, come a card on the mail. It was so good to see you again. And inside was a $100 bill, brand spanking new.
Yeah.
So she called, it works! Duh! The book is saying here, it works! So if the book says it works, it will work. So what do I need to do? All you need to do is to believe. Mark 9:23, watch this. Mark 11:23. Watch this. No, did I this? I just messed it up, Brother Harry. You're right. It's 9:23. Jesus said to him, if you can believe, what happened?
All things are possible. He who believes.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, I will believe with you.
I will believe with you.
I will believe with you for your miracle.
Huh?
Amen? I'm going to believe with you for your miracle. Amen? Because all things is possible for those who believe. Amen? Shall we agree on your miracle? All right. We're going to believe. Aren't we? We're going to believe. That miracle is at the door. Huh? That's miracle is at the door. Is that right, Randy? We believe together, right? We're going to believe for that miracle. Amen, sister? We're going to believe for that miracle. The miracle is on the way. Huh? We're going to believe for that miracle because it is on the way. All things are possible to him who believe. Now, let me see the Message Bible on this. I didn't check today. I'm curious. Jesus say, if. There are no ifs among believers. Anything can happen. Amen. If, there are no ifs among believers. Isn't that great? People who believe there's no ifs, no buts and whats, anything can happen because God is good for the money. And let me give you one more verse, Mark 11:24. Why am I going to give you this verse? Because some people may be asking, so what does this all cover? I mean, I see, I hear what you say, but what does this all cover? I'll show you what it covers. When you start declaring this stuff and you start believing this stuff is going to happen, What can be covered? Here's the answer for you. Now let's start on here. That's good enough. Let's read it. Therefore, I say to you,
whatever things you ask for in prayer, believe that you receive them and you will have them.
This translation is not very good. Let's go back. Let's go back. Therefore, I say unto you, what things soever ye say what? When you pray, believe that ye have received them,
and ye shall have them.
I want to circle the word desire. Isn't that great?
Amen.
It's not only the needs. It includes the desires. And that matches Psalms 37:4. Huh?
Yeah.
Delight yourself in the Lord, and he shall give you. So it matches.
Amen.
Whenever you get a bad report from your doctor or from your financial advisor or from the mortgage company, the book says, therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that ye receive them and ye shall have them.
Amen.
Say with me, I wish to have my mortgage paid by the end of the year. Somebody might say, I don't have a mortgage. Get one. So it can be paid by the end of the year. I wish to have all my car notes paid by the end of the year. I don't have a car note. Good. Huh? Get one then. Janet said, get one. She said that. Folks, the word of God is clear. Get into the declaring mode. Get into the declaring mode. How far will I go with this? As far as I can go. And it will not cover my dwelling place, the automobiles that I drive, my health, even my looks. Can you put up there Psalm 139? Watch this. Verse 13. Let's have the New King James. You formed my inward parts. You covered me in my mother's womb. So you see, God has put me together here, right? Verse 14. Watch this. Verse 14. I will praise you, for I am and you're supposed to get your act together and know that you are fearfully and wonderfully made.
Amen.
What that means, you're gorgeous. Did you hear what I said?
Amen.
You are gorgeous.
Amen.
Why are y'all looking to me like if I had three heads? It says in here, I will praise you because I'm good looking. Fearfully and good-lookingly made. It's what it says in there, wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works, and that my soul knows very well. In other words, the Bible says that you are good-looking. Well, I'm a little chubby. We have good-looking chubby people, you know. They may do better if they stop going to McDonald's. There's nobody ugly. Some people need a touch up because they are too much at McDonald's. They need a touch up. But there's no ugly people. So I will go as far to say about my own body. I'm not going to go through that today, but I'll show you next week that it says that my youth is renewed like the eagles. So baby, I'm over half a century and I'm going. This gorgeous woman here, I won't tell her date, her age, because I don't want to get beat up outside, but she's still going, looking good. We speak that over ourselves, because the Bible says, you shall declare a thing,
amen,
and it shall be established.
Amen.
I am strong in the strength of the Lord. I have no headache. I have no mind problem because I have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
I am healed by the stripes of Jesus.
Amen.
I am blessed and highly favored. Amen. I am complete in Christ Jesus.
Amen.
And I am tall, brown, and handsome because Psalm 139:14 said so.
Amen.
End of story. You shall declare a thing and it shall be established. Stand on your feet. And this is what we're going to do. I'm going to lead you in a prayer, and the prayer is going to go more or less like, Lord, I declare right now that within 7 days, I will have so you know what you're talking about, so you don't want nobody peeping on your business. Amen?
Amen.
Follow me in prayer. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much.
For the promises in your word.
For the promises in your word.
I take your word for granted.
I take your word for granted.
And right now,
I desire in my
heart,
and therefore I declare
that within 7 days,
I will have
in the name of Jesus, and it shall be established in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord. Have a seat.